Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm joined by director Abul Fazl Safari, director of From Tehran to Heaven, and here with me is the translator, Navid Zayed Majidi. Thank you very much for being with us today. So let's first of all introduce the film, and can you tell us a little bit about the story?
داستان کلیت داستان فیلم این هستش که یک زن و شوهری
In a summary, he's saying that the film is about a husband and a wife, and at one point the wife discovers that her husband is doing some secret biological experiments, and then she loses him and she gets worried about
her trust.
On the surface, this is a thriller, and it is a very mysterious one of that. It's very gripping, there's a lot of suspense. But I think what really distinguishes this film is the cultural context of the film, the setting and all of the problems. It's almost a complex and collective imagery of the atmosphere.
کاملا درسته، یعنی اینکه ما اول با یک فیلمی روبرو میشیم که احساس میکنیم یه فیلم حادثه‌ای.
So he says that's indeed true. The film starts off as a sort of a thriller, an exciting movie where something is happening, a lot of excitement, and after a while it takes a slower pace where there is more thinking going on, where the viewer sees like the peacefulness, the quietness in the desert, and there is more space for thinking, and it becomes sort of a rational movie, sort of a movie that you have to put your thought
in. And
correct me if I'm wrong, the film, especially in the beginning, uses a sort of satirical approach, and which also makes the setting more I suppose engaging to and understandable to an universal audience. Is that true, and how was it important to find a balance in the representation of authenticity for a universal audience as well?
ببینید توی این فیلم کلن چون که ما قصه نداریم.
In general, there is no story. There is no drama and there is no real story. It's in the movie. He says it's a frame of the life of a man and woman which has been represented in a symbolical way. And he on purpose took out the details in the movie and exaggerated them to show the audience how daily life can be in Iranian society nowadays. And for example, in the desert, why he chose that kind of symbolical representation is the main reason is to escape censorship, to communicate in a symbolical way, so it's not a direct thing, so he could escape censorship in that way.
Let's talk about the acting and how you collaborated with the actors, especially the lead actress who was pretty much the central figure in the whole film.
So he says in his previous movies he hasn't used big stars, and the players, the actors were more kind of themselves, they were not really experienced. And for his second movie he decided to take out the most famous Iranian actress, the biggest star, and he wanted to experience how it would be. So he says in general it was an whole experience with different sides to it, you know, harder sides, more positive sides.
And which one did you find more rewarding between working with less experienced actors and more experienced actors, and what do you plan on doing in the future?
Says in his first movie, because he didn't use the big actors, the people wouldn't look at it, and now everyone is going to watch this movie. he says, in a way, it's hard sometimes to work with an experienced actor. It can be hard, and it's easier with less experienced actors to get the flow going, so to say. And in the future, he wants to do a mix of both to get both inexperienced and more star actors into his
movie. تصمیم دارم که در آینده میکس این دو تا رو استفاده کنم.
Considering that this, we've talked about this film being a thriller and a mystery, and then as it goes on, we become more aware of everything else. It deals with some delicate issues. Was it hard to get it made and financed and produced?
ببینید من اصولا پول
He says his life is in this way. He works 2-3 years. He collects, saves some money, makes a movie from it. Then works a few years, saves some money, makes another film. That's his way. In his first movie, when it was shown on a festival, one of the people, یکی از بیننده‌ها گفت, one of the people in the audience said that. So this movie isn't making any profit for you. He says. Then he told an old Iranian story about a simple worker, a man who worked, he bought his food, and the rest of his money he threw in the water. And people asked him, why do you throw it in the water? He says, because I like the sound it makes when the coins hit the water. And he says that sound that the coins made in the water, that's for him producing a movie. That's for him the same thing. He just likes to do it.
So.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Abu Fazl Safari, director of From Tehran to Heaven. And thank you very much, Navid Sayed Majidi, for the translation. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.